The Plucky Haggis, 26th of October, 2010. The cloud was silver lining. Dear, dear. Now that most of us have been bitten by Jack Frost these past few days, we can look forward to some special wildlife encounters. The beauty of colder and wintry weather is that it can increase the visibility of British wildlife, like these Chinese water deer I came across in the wild last year, and this busy weasel taken November 08 below, caught filling a larder in winter preparation. As the leaf dropping phase of autumn speeds up and wild fruit deteriorates in the frost, not including tougher berries that take longer to ripen, nature's dwindling resources demand greater industriousness and adventuresome behaviour from wildlife to counter cloaks of darkness and refrigeration. Hibernation is a luxury in which only a relatively few species can participate. And provided that their fat reserves see them through to spring, now chillingly underway, survive. Migration, on the other hand, is predominantly reserved for bird life and the odd insect on this island. Therefore, most British species remain committed to weathering ensuing cold spells, fortunately heavily peppered with bird feeders. No wonder bird numbers are dramatically boosted by migrants from more colder northerly climes. With cuts left, right and centre, we'll all have to tighten our belts over the next few months, if not years. Finding additional ways to save and or generate new income will be high on the agenda for many, already high on mine. That said, the majority of my recreation time has historically been spent in the great outdoors, and I highly recommend it to anyone looking for alternatives to costly daytime activities. Suitably wrapped up, you needn't be overly dependent on weather swings either. In fact, poorer weather can actually increase opportunistic encounters, though places like the Woburn Deer Park can make encounters a little easier all year round. Besides wildlife, nature in many other forms can be appreciated. Tree-filled woodlands, hills, dales, rivers, lakes, canals, coasts, parks, reserves, and even footpaths through swathes of farmland, from gorgeous dawn to stunning dusk. Photographic opportunities revealed every which way and free. Once you've collated your best efforts, you could share them with friends via the internet, or find out what you've captured from bugs to birds, moss to fungi, and so much more, via iSpot and other specialist sites and forums. You might even want to generate your own blog like this, in your own style, of course. Each pursuit requires a few basic ingredients: determination, learning, practice, bit of imagination, physical and mental effort, but little else, assuming you have access to a PC and internet. You may even think about joining a group or club with similarly interested folk, who'll be only too happy to share and encourage you in your newfound leisure or passion. Small steps can eventually lead to great leaps, new careers or even additional sources of income. There's a lot to be gained with a little effort here and there, and needn't cost much more than time. Many creatures evolved by a similar process, necessity being their mother of invention. Perhaps it's our time to evolve, change, reinvent ourselves, research new options, and emerge empowered, improved, reshaped and fitter for purpose, old or new. There we have it for another fortnight or so, a fortnight that's had high points, watching miners being freed from tomb-like conditions and finding a brace of pheasants on a foraging tour. Roadkill, but delicious nonetheless. Offset by low points, rejection of a business idea, and a revenue and customs letter asking for additional national insurance contribution to bridge a gap in the previous year. Very weird. It should have been dealt with by pay as you earn. The Plucky Haggis.